Hey everybody, this is TJ with Flashpoint, here with Chris.
Hey guys.
And we are here to talk about Final Fantasy XV. They recently let out a demo of the game, which is weird because they really don't do demos anymore, and Final Fantasy XV as a demo was actually very, very fun.
The most recent demo was all about Noctis as a kid, and it was going through, like, his dreamscape.
You mean that Kingdom Hearts reskin is what it was.
Dude, this game, so far it plays like Kingdom Hearts, you know, you got your attacks. Noctis, the way he fights compared to his kid version, it's basically a reminiscence of Kingdom Hearts, how you would always, enemies would pop up out of nowhere, you'd immediately go into combat, you'd start swinging, casting magic. So far, this game has been really great, even if it's just a demo. My favorite part about the demo is just seeing, like, all the summons that show up, like Leviathan, you got,
just the cutscenes in general. Like, any of those scenes where he casts spells or his attack animations are great. And honestly, I don't mind it being a Kingdom Hearts, quote-quote, reskin, because we haven't had a Kingdom Hearts game in 10 years. Maybe longer than that.
It's been some time, but Kingdom Hearts 3 is still in development, and we'll get word about it this summer at E3, hopefully.
Yeah, I have high hopes for that. Now, with Final Fantasy XV, I really love the opening scenes and the, you know, the scenes from the trailer when they're driving the car. And they said that this game is going to be open world.
And so far, like, they have kept to their word, it's going to be open world. Noctis, you can take all of the weapons that he gains. You can get sword and shield, a great sword, shurikens, a single one-handed sword. You can throw these weapons, and it can immediately teleport to them.
Yes, that is pretty much the biggest selling point for me, is those. It's the little things in that game that get me. I mean, the teleportation thing, never seen it done before. Never seen that done before in a game. Like, he is ridiculous. Like, he is, if you took the term OP and took Final Fantasy and rolled it up into a ball, you would get Noctis from Final Fantasy XV.
Like, we all remember those original Final Fantasy games. Turn-based, you would sit there, you would attack.
Cast magic, Thundera, Shurega.
You know, get your over limit, you limit break at people, shoot. It was, back then, it was simple time, but now.
Simple, but amazing. But now, we're into the, you know,
more three-dimensional, more open world, more
action,
real-time
action
type
based.
Stuff.
Real-time fighting, and honestly, I love real-time fighting. At the same time, I do love turn-based things, but real-time fighting seems a little more fluent, you know? Like, if I need to dodge roll, boom, I can dodge roll. If I need to get out of the way of something, boom, I can get out of the way of something. Visually, the game is amazing. From the grass all the way to the huge summons.
Details and characters are just amazing.
Yes, like, you cannot not be impressed
by this
game.
This whole game looks like it's a big movie. But
it really does. It's like you're playing a movie. Like, you are Noctis. You have stepped into the role of Noctis. And honestly, I can already tell if I'm playing this game, I won't be able to put the controller down for 3 days. I'll beat it in about a week, but even though that'll be, like, crazy hard.
Definitely
one of those games you won't be able to put down for a while, because it's just amazing. And he's very reminiscent, in my opinion, of Cloud and Squall. I don't know why. Every Final Fantasy character since them have reminded me of them in some way, shape, or form. Lightning was Squall through and through. I don't care what anybody says. She was Squall.
She was Cloud, but felt kind of like Squall.
The only thing she needed was a Gunblade. That's all she needed.
Basically.
Well, she kind of already had one.
They threw it in there, and they're like, female Cloud with a Gunblade. Squall, yeah!
Final Fantasy 78. With a 7 and an 8.
I seriously wonder how Final Fantasy will live on forever.
They won't run out of numbers. As long as there are numbers, there will always be a Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy Infinity.
Yes. Yes, featuring every character ever created coming to you in 2035. I'm looking forward to that. If I had to rate this on a buy or pass, definitely a buy.
It's definitely a buy, no question.
I'm a big Final Fantasy person, and I personally feel obligated to play it because I've played every other Final Fantasy, so I need to play this one. And for those people who have not played Final Fantasy, no, they are not all in the same world. They are all separate stories and separate worlds, except for like a couple of the side stories, but we'll get into that. They recently released a movie that kind of lays the foundation for 15.
They've also created an anime as well for basically talking about... It basically lays down the foundation of how Noctis started going out on his little journey. It went from being just, you know, his bachelor night, him hanging out with his closest friends, to being on the run from a lot of assassins and killers.
Whenever Final Fantasy drops a movie or a cinematic experience, you just have to see it. One thing I have to throw in here, another big selling point for me, I don't know who this character is. I don't know what significance she has, but she's one of the... You probably only see her for about 15 seconds, and I don't care. I'll enjoy all 15 seconds of it. Is that female mechanic who works on the car.
Female mechanic?
She's blonde. She had a hat.
It's like her name is Cindy or something.
Something like that. I'll remember it when I find out, but another big selling point for me is that because as much as I love the guy characters from Final Fantasy, most of the female characters are what sells it for me. Tifa, Aerith, Rinoa, Lightning, Sarah, Fang, Vanel. So those
are some. Is it in that specific order?
No, specific order. No specific order. I'm just throwing names out there. When is Final Fantasy 15 coming out? Do we know?
Final Fantasy 15, I don't remember the exact date. I know there's still... It's almost done. I know it comes out this year. There's going to be more...
There's already pre-orders out for it.
There's always a lot of pre-orders for it.
And one of the pre-orders for you guys out there, if you plan on picking the game up, is Sephiroth's Sword. And if you don't know who Sephiroth is, shame on you.
My dude has his own theme song, and it basically, sounds more like it's spelling his name
when you
out.
Have a theme song where the lyrics are nothing but your name, you know you're OP, okay? If you don't, search the Sephiroth song, okay? Search Sephiroth theme and listen to the lyrics. Nothing but his name for 4 minutes. Probably the most epic thing you'll ever hear. It's one of those things that when you hear it, you know it just got real. You stepped into... reality.
And you're about to catch this fade extra hard.
The extra hard fade, yes. So, Final Fantasy 15, definitely look into it. Definitely a buy. This is TJ with Flashpoint with Chris. We will catch you guys on the next episode.
Laters.
Later.